Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Simple, straightforward message this morning. Do not break the chain. Do not let this end with you. There is this long chain going all the way back to the days of Jesus, which is the reason that you are sitting here this morning. See, somebody told you about Jesus. And somebody before them told them about Jesus. And back and back and back it goes, all the way back to these first days. There is this chain of one person telling another person about Jesus, all the way down to you right here today. Don't break that chain. Don't let it end with you. Tell someone about Jesus just like someone told you. For me, I've thought a lot, it would be really great, and I know I'll have an eternity to do it, so I'll have plenty of time. But one thing I would love to do, if it's still in my heart and on my mind in glory, I would love to find every single person in my personal chain and say thank you. Thank you for being faithful to what God called you to do. I know I've already had opportunity to tell my mom and dad, because they're the people that first introduced me to Jesus. They're the first people that brought me to Jesus, so much that I can't remember not knowing the love of Jesus. And I thank them, and I know that for my dad, it was his mom. And it's not always going to be nice and neat and cut and dry. There might be many people that came at different points and told someone about Christ along the way. For my dad, it was primarily his mother who brought him to church and told him about Jesus at home. And then there was a whole community, from a pastor to Sunday school teachers to mature people in the church that talked about to my dad about Jesus. For my mom, it was most clearly friends in high school that invited her to come along to church with them, where she really got to know Jesus and follow him. But I don't know beyond that. I don't know who told them about Jesus. I don't know. I have to ask my dad, who was it that told my grandmother about Jesus? But you get the point. There's this chain that goes all the way back 2,000 years, one person telling another, so that here today, I have faith in Jesus. You have faith in Jesus, and you know this Jesus because of this whole line of people faithful to God's calling. We see that chain in the gospel today, and who knows, maybe some of us are direct descendants of this chain of one person telling another about Jesus. Here in the gospel reading, it starts with John the Baptist. And he's standing there, and he's pointing to the whole crowds. He's pointing them to Jesus. He says, Jesus comes along and he says, look, there he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It says the next day he's there again. And this time John was a prophet and a teacher in his own right. And he had his own group of disciples, his own group of followers around him. And here comes Jesus again the next day. And John once again points to Jesus and says, look, the Lamb of God. And the text tells us that two of those men who had been following John, who saw them point to Jesus, left John and went and followed Jesus. And they said, Rabbi, teacher, where are you staying? We want to be your students now. We want to live with you. We want to follow you. And Jesus says, come and see. So you've got John pointing to Jesus. And then you've got these two men that go. And one of them is Andrew. And what's the first thing that Andrew does? He goes and gets his brother. And he says, Simon, we found the one that the prophets spoke of. We found the one we've been waiting for. We found the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, the coming King of Israel. We found him. And then Andrew takes his brother and brings him to Jesus. You see the little chain there? John the Baptist tells Andrew, and Andrew tells Peter. And if you've read the scriptures, you know what happens not long after this, right? Peter goes crazy with telling the gospel. Pentecost comes. Peter tells 3,000 people about Jesus all at once. He tells a beggar there in Jerusalem about the strong name of Jesus and heals him. He's arrested and he gets to tell all of the religious leaders in the Jewish Sanhedrin and everybody gathered there. Peter tells all of them about Jesus. And we know Peter goes on and tells many, many more people. He tells Cornelius and his whole household about Jesus, the Gentile, right? He tells them about Jesus. Peter writes letters and everybody reads that letter. Hears about the goodness of Jesus and all we have in him. So don't let that chain stop with you. Don't let it end with you. Who can you tell about Jesus? Because people need Jesus. Just like you do. You're here today because you don't have it all together and because you still need Jesus. You still need his forgiveness. You still need his lordship. You still need the life that he gives you. That's why you're here today. And there's a whole world with billions of people out there who also need him and may not even know it yet. Jesus. See all the wonderful things this passage says about Jesus and why we need him, right? Peter is told he's the Messiah. He's the Christ. We need, every single one of us needs a king. We need a protector. One who's going to fight our battles when we are weak and beat up and oppressed and desperate. We need a provider, a king who's going to come alongside us and say, I've got your back, I've got you. We need this Messiah, this king who's going to usher in that final kingdom of peace and ultimate provision where there's no more weeping and mourning and sin and death or sorrow or pain. Every one of us needs this Messiah. Every one of us needs this King. John says this Jesus is the one on whom the Spirit of God rested and who would do the baptizing in the Spirit. Everyone needs that Spirit. Everyone needs a new heart and a mind that's now opened and can truly see and worship God. Everyone needs that new life that the Spirit alone brings. John says this one is the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, who has been perpetually with the Father at his side and then came in the flesh and dwelt among us. Everyone needs to know this eternal Son of God. For all of us in and of ourselves are mortal and apart from Christ are doomed to everlasting death. But with Jesus, we have eternal life. The one who himself knew everlasting life now has the authority to give that everlasting life to us. Everyone needs that connection to the eternal Son of God so that they can live forever and ever in his kingdom and his presence. John pointed to him and said, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. Every single one of us and every single person in this world needs that atoning sacrifice, that substitute, that person who would die in our place, that person who would take the wrath and judgment of God instead of us so that we could be spared, pardoned, forgiven, and at peace with God. Everyone needs this Lamb who is willing to die in our place. Everyone needs this blood to wash us clean and to make us holy so that we can stand in the presence of God on Judgment Day and for all of eternity. We need this Jesus. And so do your kids or your grandkids. So does your family. So does your next door neighbor. So does your classmates, your coworkers, your boss. Your neighbors need Jesus. So think, who has God already brought into your life that needs to hear about Jesus? Who are those people? Do you think about them? Do you pray for them? Do you ask God, Lord God, open those opportunities so that I can share that good news of Jesus with them. Who are those people that God has already brought into your life? Do you see them? Do you know them? Do you know their fears, their worries? There may be people around you that you really haven't gotten connected with. You don't really know them yet, but they're carrying a boatload of shame and guilt. And they're so horrified about what they've done in their past or even right now that they've already begun to harden their hearts to God because they know inside of their guilt. And they can't imagine that God would love them. So they're already putting up a wall to keep God away because they can't face it. And they don't know. They don't know that God loves them and has already taken care of their guilt and their shame, their sin. There are people around you that are floundering. They're discouraged. They're depressed. They have no hope. You have hope. You know how this story ends. You know where this road of humanity is headed. And you know who's in the middle of it and who's at the end of it. You have exactly what the people around you need more than anything. You have Jesus. Don't let this chain end with you. Who are you going to tell? When I think about that 2,000-year chain, I realize, you know what? There were probably people along the way that this was really uncomfortable for them. I know that a lot of times you're scared to talk to people about Jesus. It's super awkward sometimes. Our culture's kind of against that idea. You mean Jesus? What is that? Right? And you know, only Jesus? He's the only way to God? Yes. Our culture doesn't like that. That's uncomfortable to say. It's scary sometimes. How are people going to react to that? What are people going to say? I imagine that there were people in my own chain going back that maybe sometimes were uncomfortable. Maybe sometimes were scared. Maybe some of those people in that long chain had to pay a price to tell another person about Jesus. Maybe it cost them something. Maybe it cost them a job. Maybe it cost them their standard of living. Maybe it cost them even their lives. And yet, they got over themselves and they had the courage to speak up and they told another person about Jesus. Sometimes that's just what we need to do. We need to get over ourselves, over our own discomfort, our own hang-ups, our own fear, and realize that telling another person about Jesus is the most important thing we could ever do. And it's the best thing we could ever do. It is the biggest thrill in life to tell another person about how God loves them and what Jesus has done for them. I just got a text from a friend not long ago who had that great privilege. And you could just hear even through the text how excited he was. It's the best thing in the world to tell another person about Jesus. Don't be afraid of what the results are going to be. Just do it. Don't let this chain end with you. Who will you tell about Jesus? Who will you introduce to Jesus? And then bring them. Bring them along. No, don't drag them, but bring them. If they're willing, bring them along. Open up the scriptures with them and say, here he is. Here's my hope. Here's my Savior. Here's my friend. He loves you. Bring her to church. Let her hear with her own ears this word, this life. Who will you introduce and bring to Jesus? Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and give you courage to speak that good news to others. Amen.